Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Good evening, everyone. I am Mike Mano without the famous Jamie Jones this evening, for a little while anyway. Instead, we have a very special guest in our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. She is a world champion singer, and I'm very pleased to introduce Linda Kiever. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
It's great to have you in the studio with us. We're going to take the first two segments of tonight's show and talk about the Four Bettys. Now, Four Bettys Quartet won the International Championship of Sweet Adelines International in October of 2007. And
correct.
In the world of Sweet Adelines, that makes you 2008 champions, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And the quartet had been together for about how long before that happened?
We competed at our original level first in 2002, and we took second in 2002 and 2003. Finally won the region in 2004, which allowed us to go to international then in 2004, 5, 6, and 7. We placed 7, 3, 2, and finally 1, which was great.
Wow. That's a great track record, great climb. And I've always wondered, I always thought it was Four Bettys, but it's the Four Bettys?
No, we call ourselves Four Bettys.
Okay.
Depends on who's doing the talking, whether we get the article or not.
Uh-huh. Because your website has the Four Bettys, so I thought I was wrong. But there is a website you can go to find out more about Four Bettys Quartet. And you hail from what areas?
The Chicagoland area is where we originally started. Our baritone, my daughter, has since gotten married and moved to Hershey, Pennsylvania. So we're spread out now, but still working and still performing and having fun.
And you have four CDs you've brought with us today, a brand new holiday CD, as well as the other three. And so we're going to listen to some cuts from each of those and tell us about this first one. And this is from your first CD, right?
Yes. The first CD is called 4B. We made it just before we won the international contest. And the song that we're going to hear is one that we were privileged to sing on a public television program in the Chicagoland area for radio station WTTW. It was wonderful fun to sing, and it rings like mad, and so we enjoy it every time we get to sing it, and I'd like for people to be able to hear it.
It's called One Voice.
One voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice singing in the darkness, joining with your one voice. Each and every note another octave, hands are joined and fears unlocked. If only one voice would start in on its own, we need just one voice facing the unknown, and then that one voice would never be alone. It takes that one voice. Ba-da, ba-da-da-da-da, 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 ba-da-da-da-da. It takes that one voice, just one.
And
inspirational song. One voice arranged by the amazing Jim Arns, who's very well known in the world of barbershop quartet singing. He's a multi-time international championship chorus director, and he arranged that specifically for you?
Unfortunately, no. It was already in his list when we found it,
but well, cool.
People weren't singing it, so we drug it up.
That's great.
Jim has been one of our primary coaches right along, and his brilliant arranging has contributed to our success, as well as his willingness to share his talents with us as a coach.
Excellent. We mentioned earlier that your daughter is the baritone. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Heather Brooks is our baritone. She is a head nurse on a clinical floor at Penn State Hershey Teaching Hospital in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
So she's a smart girl.
She is a smart girl. Yes, indeed.
That doesn't seem fair. Good looking and smart. Anyway,
I know. I know. And she's the mother of six-month-old yesterday, Barrett, who's my first grandson. So we're Excellent. Very happy in Betty Land these days.
Okay, great. And tenor?
Our tenor is Joan Boutelier, who is a master director. She directs the River City Sound Chorus in Rockford, Illinois. She's also currently on the International Board of Directors. Joan is quite talented and also willing to share her gifts with everyone, and she is a full-time musician.
And your bass singer?
Our bass singer is the queen of the low people. Her name is Corey Albrecht, and she hails...
I thought I was queen of the low people, but go ahead.
She hails from Rolling Meadows, Illinois. She's a mom. She has two high school-age kids, and she's also... a PR specialist, and she's working a new job that she's excited about. So when we have the opportunity to be together, we get to hear tales of what's going on in the PR world these days, which is fun. We have an annual show called Cookies and Queens, and it's in the Chicagoland area, and we all get together for that for the weekend, and so we get to sing together and rehearse together. And since Heather's in Pennsylvania, that doesn't happen as often as it used to.
As much as you'd probably like it to happen.
Exactly.
This next CD, I love the title, Good Queen Fun. I love that title. It's
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
Yeah.
And this is the opening cut. You want to tell us anything about this before we hear it?
I think you'll enjoy it.
Here we go.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky, dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful evening like this, when the rhinestones are bright and the ribbons are blue, and the four Bettys are singing for you. On a wonderful evening like this, oh, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, my, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day, how could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. Good, absolutely super special, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, on a wonderful, 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 wonderful day.
As international champions, your quartet seems to hang around in fast company. That last song was arranged by David Wright, another very famous arranger.
Yes, indeed.
So you get to work with all these people.
We do. It's great fun.
Now, a lot of people listening to our show are college a cappella fans or gospel singing fans and so forth. And I would say there's a pretty large percentage of Sweet Adeline singers or Harmony Incorporated singers. And so they know about the female barbershop style, but have this something you've always done, or when did this start for you?
Actually, it's a funny story. When I was in college, I dated this guy who was directing the local barbershop chorus in my hometown, and he kept saying, you're going to love this, you're going to love this, you got to come. And I'm thinking to myself, gray-haired ladies in gingham, I'm not doing it. Right. Just not doing it. So finally, after college, I was not getting enough music. I was singing in two or three church choirs and playing in a band on the weekends, and I'm still not having enough music. So I called him and said, fine, where is this stupid rehearsal? And by the time the rehearsal was over, I was singing baritone in the chorus and tenor in a quartet. And that was 32 years ago, and I haven't quit.
Wow, that is a great story. See, there's always good news. So if you've been one of those people that's been out there saying, I got to try this someday, don't wait for someday. Find a local chapter, whether it's male or female, and you can always get information from us here. If you'd like to send us an email, we'll tell you how to do that, WCRI at classical959.com. We'll get back to some more For Betty's music from another CD, another new CD. This is your latest. Tell us about this one.
Well, the CD is called Betty or Not, Here We Come. I know. it was a project that we considered for a time. We thought we would do a CD every 2 years, and it turned out that we actually did have enough material, which surprised us. We thought we were going to have to put some new stuff together. And so we went in the studio. It only took two shots, and things were falling into place. So the song that we're going to hear next, I think, is The House at Pooh Corner. And the reason that we put this one in our repertoire is because when daughter Heather got married, she had said to her sister years before that, that this is the song they both wanted for the daddy-daughter dance at the wedding.
Oh.
And we didn't have a DJ. So the quartet, with my other daughter Erin, who's our sparitone when Heather can't be around, Erin and the quartet learned the song, and we surprised Heather with it at her wedding reception.
All right, so here we are. We will listen to the actual title is Return to Pooh Corner, and we will take a short break after that and be back with more of Linda Kiever and Four Betties.
Lit up by the moon, posing our questions to all and ignore as our days disappeared all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the woods. So help me if you can. I've gotta get back to the house at Pooh Corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done.
We'll count all the bees in the hive.
Count all the bees in the hive.
Chase all the clouds from the sky.
La 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 la.
Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do. Got a honey jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows
where he goes.
So I sent him to ask of the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can. I've gotta get back to the house at Pooh Corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done.
We'll count all the bees in the hive.
Count all the bees in the hive.
Chase all the clouds from the sky.
La 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 la.
Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh.
Things seem to follow throughout all our lives. I was watching my girl with her hair all in curls, sleeping there with my bear
by her side.
By her side. So So I tucked her in, kissed her, and as I moved on, I swear that old bear whispered, girl, welcome home. Believe me if you can, I finally come back to the house at Pooh Corner by one. What do you know, there's so much to be done.
We caught all the bees in the hive, chased all the clouds from the sky,
back to the days of Christopher Robin, back to the ways of Christopher Robin, back to the days of Pooh.
Welcome back to American Acapella, episode number 115, and we are very pleased to have in the studio with us Linda Kiever, the lead singer of Four Bettys. And Linda has been nice enough to come into the studio, bring her CDs along with her, and we've been listening to some great cuts. That last one, the Winnie the Pooh thing, is very, very cool. Very cool. Let's go to another song now and tell us about, this one is, I don't know that I've heard this one. It's called The Pleasure Is All Mine. Hoagie Carmichael?
Hoagie Carmichael.
All right. How did you come across this?
Well, one of our barbershop friends, who's a wonderful guy, a great bass singer who has sung with the Dapper Dans in Disney World in Orlando, he...
Well, we can say his name. I mean,
I'm going to, because he owes me money.
So I
does he?
Get,
okay,
yeah,
well,
I get the name
so
out.
Keith Hopkins found us and handed us this music and said, I arranged this and I think it'd be great on your quartet. So... we sang it and learned it and loved it, and here it is.
Now, if Keith gets to listen to the show, I will tell you that with amazement, I looked at Linda and said, Keith Hopkins?
And, yes,
it wasn't
yes,
David
Keith.
Wright. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't one of the famous arrangers that we normally hear of. But Keith, good job on this. Linda really likes the song, so let's listen to The Pleasure Is All Mine.
I'm telling you, babe, the pleasure is all mine, all mine. I just heard the news today. Your new girlfriend skipped away. If you've come here to cry on my shoulder, the pleasure is all mine, all mine. It's no wonder that you miss all the comfort. Though your lips seem to be a bit colder, the pleasure is all mine. You may recall that wonderful fall, you carved your name on my gate. We were in love and happy in love, but you wanted to wait. Since you're home sweet home at last, let's forget the jolly past. Help yourself to this tray of martinis while I go out to dine, to dine. The pleasure is all mine.
Very cool chart. I really like that. That's going to be a nice one. I'm sure we'll get a lot of people commenting on that one. Now, you as a singer, very famous, obviously, with the CDs and traveling around the country and being a member of the Coronet Club, which is the Association of Champions of Sweet Adelines, you get a lot of publicity that way. But you also are very well known as a teacher and vocal instructor. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you. I am. I like to coach choruses and quartets, and I've been asked to do so all over the country and in Europe, and I'm hoping to expand my horizons. I like to, because I'm a music judge in the Sweet Adeline organization, my ears are particularly tuned to the things that will improve your scores in the music category, which in general makes it more pleasing for the listener as well.
Right, so, whether you're competing or not. Right?
Exactly.
It's always good to be pleasing to the listener.
So I do private voice lessons, and I Skype coach both individuals and quartets, and I coach in-person choruses and quartets, and just any place that anybody wants to have some musical tweaking. I call myself a musical vacuum cleaner.
A musical vacuum cleaner. I like that. I like that. We won't go where else that might take us.
Well, but, no.
But in fact, that's why you're here. You're here this week coaching one of the groups is the Coastline Show Chorus, which
yes,
is
indeed.
Based out of the Providence area. And so Linda is in town doing that. We thought we'd take advantage of having her here and get her on the show because we never have enough guests. So it's a great thing. Let's go to another piece of music now. And this one is probably very well known by just about everybody. It's a song that I think, if I'm not mistaken, was recorded more than any other song at one point in time.
I believe that's correct.
And it's called Amazing Grace. Tell us about your arrangement of it.
Our arrangement came about in a typical Betty way, actually. Our bass singer came to rehearsal one day and said, I heard this wonderful thing at church, and I think we have to have it arranged. So we called J.G. Lombardo, who is our fastest, most wonderful. He's in our neighborhood. We gave him the song, and it came back to us 48 hours later.
Wow.
Arranged, done, great, and ready to go. So it's a treatment of a lovely medley. The songs are Amazing Grace and My Chains Are Broken, I think is the actual name of the song. But it speaks to so many people. We've had so many requests for it since we've been singing it, and I think that everyone will enjoy it.
Great. Now, Jay, for those of you that are trying to figure out, how do I know that name? Jay has sung in many quartets. He has a gold medal as an international championship chorus director, as well as the baritone of the Grandma's Boys that were champs back in 1979. So he's been around for a while, about the same amount of time as I have. We're almost exactly the same age. So it's he is a great talent, great guy. Let's listen to Amazing Grace and My Chains Are Broken.
Free, my God, my Savior.
sun forbear to shine, but God who calls me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Linda, I want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come into our studio and share your music with our worldwide audience and people that are interested in picking up some CDs or pieces of CDs. I'm sure can do that by going to your website, right?
Yes, indeed. The website is www.fourbetties.com. You can purchase all the CDs there. They're $15 each. Mm-hmm. However, if you buy the first three together as a bundle, you can get them for $35.
Wow, a bundle. Everybody's bundling nowadays. And this latest one that we're going to do is actually a holiday CD, but recorded just a few months ago. And so this is your newest. And
yes, it is.
We're a little bit early for the holidays, but that's okay. We'll get one in. I'm just looking at the CD. There's everyone. Is that pajamas or are those...
Those are our Christmas pajamas.
Christmas pajamas. So if you want, see, you don't want to download just a song because then you don't get the CD and you can't look at the pictures. So you definitely want the pictures of Four Betties in their Christmas pajamas. So very cool. We have the last cut of this album. Wow, 17 cuts. That's your money's worth.
Yeah.
17 tracks on this CD. And it's called Go Tell It on the Mountain. Tell us about this.
We started singing this the first year that we sang together. We've performed it on Melodeers Holiday Show many times. Melodeers is my home chorus. And our friend June Berg did the arrangement. It's been one of our signature songs from the beginning. We get requests for it every holiday season, and we love it, and it's fun.
That's all that needs to be said then. Well, once again, thanks for coming in, Linda. Appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure entirely. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We'll go to Go Tell It on the Mountain, then take a short break and be back with more of American Acapella.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it.
Over the hills and everywhere. Children, go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, everywhere.
Children, go
and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Jesus, the Holy Child is born.
Down in the lonely manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born.
Jesus, the Holy
Child is born.
Go and tell it on the mountain. Go now and tell it on the mountain. Go and tell it on the mountain. Go now and tell it on the mountain.
Children, go and tell it. Tell it on the mountain. Go and tell it. Tell it on the mountain. Children, go and tell it. Tell it on the mountain. Go and tell it. Tell it on the mountain.
Go
and tell it on the mountain.
Go and tell it.
And tell it on the mountain.
Children, go and tell it.
And tell it on the mountain. tell it on the mountain. Say that Jesus Christ is
Jesus the Holy Child.
Children, go and tell it. Christ is born.
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And Jamie, it's good to have you for the last segment of our show this week.
Yeah, I just showed up.
Yeah, it was nice of Linda Kiever to come in and co-host the first two segments.
Thank you, Linda.
And hear all about the four Bettys. We're going to keep the show mostly female today. We do have one group that we're sneaking some guys in. And Jamie, tell us what we have.
Well, it's actually going to be the next song I believe we're going to play here. And this is, as I spoke last show, I talked about the movie Pitch Perfect, which is a show that kind of bases around an a cappella female group, a college a cappella female group. And we're going to play some of the songs from that soundtrack. This one is all male. It's from the name of the group is the Treble Makers. Ha ha ha.
I get it.
And the song we're going to play is Bright Lights, Bigger City, and Magic.
Dot, dot,
ow,
dot, dot,
ow,
dot, dot,
ow,
dot.
I've been living for the weekend, but no, not anymore. Cause here comes that familiar feeling that Friday's famous for. Yeah, I'm looking for some action, and it's out there somewhere. You can feel the electricity all in the evening air. And it may just be more of the same, but sometimes you wanna go where everyone knows your name. So I guess I'll have to wait and see. I'm just gonna let something brand new happen to me. And it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
It's alright.
Bright lights in the big city.
Tonight.
I've got the magic in me. Time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Now everybody knows I've got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants some Presto magic.
I'll attempt to blow your mind. Verse. Any verse, I'll hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer, how about you? With the eyes, come on down to the front and sit right here and don't be shy. So come on, come on, and see the show tonight. Prepare to be astounded, no ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio, I never told a lie. They call me Mr. Magic, man, I'm float on cloud nine.
I've got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Very neat singing, and now, as promised, females.
Yes, we're going to go to the female group who is highlighted in the movie, the Barden Bellas, and we're going to do a song that's kind of a what they call a mashup, which means, like you just heard, it's a mix of songs.
It's mashed up.
Mashed up. Yeah, they do it a lot on Glee. If you watch Glee a lot, they mix songs together. So this one is going to be Just the Way You Are and Just a Dream.
See, in my day, Jamie, we call that a medley.
yeah, a medley. That's what I meant.
Do 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 do
thinking about her, thinking about me, thinking about us, what we gonna be. Open my eyes, it was only just a dream.
She don't see what I see, but every time she asks me to, it was only just a dream.
And now to continue with the movie music.
Yes, now this song is the Barden Bellas, the Troublemakers, and the BU Harmonics. They're all singing together, and it's a mashup of all different songs. Now,
medley.
Yeah, that too. This is the song. See if you can get all these. Mickey, Like a Virgin, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, S&M, Let's Talk About Sex, I'll Make Love to You, Feels Like the First Time, No Diggity.
I don't think we can use those on our show, Jamie.
We can. We just.
Are you sure?
Yes, we can.
The words are okay? There's,
yes.
All right. So just kind of, I don't have to have the bleep button ready.
No bleep button.
All right. We'll give it a shot. Here we go.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey,
hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Hey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
And you're mine. I'll be yours till the end of time, 'cause you made me feel, yeah, you made me feel so shiny and new.
Okay, let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Nah, 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 come on. Nah, 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 come on. Come on, come on. 'Cause I may be mad.
Baby, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Let's talk about sex.
A little bit.
Let's talk about sex,
baby. All through the night, I'll make love to you like you want me to.
And I guess that's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world to me. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time.
It's going down, fade to black, street the homies got at me, collab creations, bump like acne, no doubt, I put it down, never slouch, as long as my credit could vouch, a dog couldn't catch me, straight up, tell me who can stop when Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them eargasms with my mellow accent, still moving this flavor, with the homies, black street and Teddy, the original rump shakers.
Shorty get down, good lord, baby got him open all over town, strictly bitch, she don't play around, cover my ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I gotta bag it up, baby. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I gotta bag it up.
Now, all those songs you heard are from the movie Pitch Perfect, out in theaters now. And it's not in all theaters. It's one of those.
It's like an artsy.
Yeah, it's artsy. It's
thing.
A fun movie, too, but it's not one of the big, huge releases that most movie
companies do. It's not like a 20th Century Fox thing or
no,
something.
No, it's
like
pretty
that.
Small. So you find it where you can. If you enjoy a cappella music, see it. Have
go
fun.
Online.
Go
look
online.
Pitch Perfect.
Absolutely. And speaking of going online,
yes.
Remember, you can always go online to find out more about American Acapella at AmericanAcapella.com. You can also send us comments, or if you have a group and you want us to hear the music, send it to WCRI at Classical959.com. You can send us an MP3 or send me a link where I can go to your website and listen to your music, and then you know, I might purchase it, and we might play it on the show.
And if you happen to have an 8-track, you can send it to me.
Send it to Mike, yes.
Right, an 8-track or LP.
And he'll put it in his car and
yeah,
play it.
Yeah, and we want to thank all of our many listeners around the world that are regular listeners to American Acapella. And I think we have good news for you. Next week, the first week of November, we have an alternate program being played
correct.
On WCRI. And then after that, the rest of November and all of December.
It's all us.
It's all us. So we'll be here every week starting on November 11th. And
a lot of holiday music.
We'll be able to play a lot of holiday music. We'll have a great time. So that's coming up. And so if you have your suggestions, send them in, and we'll get them on the air. And right now we're going to go out with a song of a good friend of ours. This is a young lady who has... who's been all over the world singing. She comes from a rather famous family.
Oh, yes.
Her dad was Bobby Clancy of the Irish group The Clancy Brothers, which were huge back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They were on The Ed Sullivan Show. They were on The Tonight Show. They were all over the place. He was a good friend of the Beatles. Those were his contemporaries. So the Clancy Brothers were very famous. And this is the daughter of Bobby Clancy, Aoife Clancy.
We love Aoife.
We love Aoife. She's been a regular on my other program, Conducting Conversations, which airs just before American Acapella. And Aoife has several CDs out. Normally, she's playing with Eddie Dillon or
right,
her brothers or so forth with instruments in the background. But here's one that she does a cappella, so thought it would be great to close with this. Here we go. Aoife Clancy.
One morning, in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie. Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny, I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern, and we'll drink when we're dry. Across the blue mountains goes my Katie and I. Then up spoke her mother, and angry was she then, crying, "Daughter, oh dear daughter, he is a married man. Besides, they're young men plenty than he. Let him take it. his own wife to the Allegheny. But mother, oh mother, he's a man of my own heart. And wouldn't it be a dreadful thing for me and my love to part? I'd envy every woman whoever I did see, who crossed the blue mountains to the Allegheny. They rode before daybreak on a dapple and a roan, past tall shivering pines where mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the blue mountains to
Aoife Clancy singing The Blue Mountains. And if you want to check her out online, her name is spelled A-O-I-F-E, Clancy, C-L-A-N-C-Y.
Awesome. So, not such a nice sound.
Check it out. We want to thank Linda Kiever for being our co-host for the first two segments of tonight's show.
Thank you, Linda.
And I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye, yes, I'll just tell them goodbye.